political stability is probably good for the policing situation, but do you think you have the political support that you need? I mean, at the weekend, Gerry Kelly certainly wasn't applauding you in his speech at the Ardèche. He said you kind of, you've lost the confidence of Republican nationalist people. He questioned your impartiality. He said differential policing must stop. I mean, a couple of months ago, to be fair, unionist politicians were probably questioning your approach too, but do you think you deserve more political support or more sustained?
Well, I think you know, I recognised within a few weeks of coming here that the political context was much more robust than it was anywhere that I served in England, probably with the exception of some of the inner city areas on the local, where, you know, Brixton and Peckham, which are, you know, very problematic areas with a huge amount of anxiety about policing. But the political atmosphere and the way it's done here is a lot more overt and in your face. And that was apparent within a few months when, if you remember, I said, in a very naive way, the ball is artificial in policing terms, which mm-hmm. was, and it got a reaction. I suddenly realised
that
you know, people will hang over your words, and you learn quickly. I'll come back to the next two P's in a minute, because my job here as Chief Constable is to do the right things. I think policing has played an enormous part in getting to the point of devolution, and now it's playing a part in being the cement and foundation for future stability. And confidence in policing is incredibly important, because it does affect the political narrative, and I understand that entirely. But I'm not here to be populist, and I'm not here to be swayed by political rhetoric. What I am here to do is make people's lives better and play a part when I'm here as Chief Constable in doing that. And I'll be very clear, I will be judged on outcomes, not by placards. I'll be judged on what we do in terms of the progress of policing, in delivering from the serious to the local. And I will be also held accountable for compliance with the law. Because when they sit in front of the policing board, the three things they hold me accountable for as an independent, impartial Chief Constable is firstly the effectiveness of policing, which is exactly what are we doing and how are we delivering it. Secondly, value for money, which is in a recession with a rapidly diminishing budget, how are you achieving more by modern business practice in what you're delivering? And are you prepared to reform and challenge the status quo? And there's plenty of evidence that I do that consistently. And thirdly, are you complying with the Human Rights Act? And it's sometimes a little bit too convenient for people to set those things aside when the politics becomes a bit more problematic. But I can't do that because I'm the impartial Chief Constable.
But are you disappointed that they do set those things aside and then give you a rough
sometimes
time?
Sometimes I'm disappointed because I think, you know, I know the integrity of this organisation. I know what we're achieving. And I know locally the huge progress that's being made. And I know there are areas where we have to work harder still. There's huge areas of disadvantage and deprivation, and there is still mistrust and sometimes political mistrust about our motivation. But I keep coming back to the point that people judge me on the outcomes and the realities, not on sometimes the politics. But I'm big enough and, you know, old enough now to realise that sometimes you just have to go with that. Mm-hmm. But on the personal policing, come back to that point, we have delivered a significant rise in satisfaction. The current satisfaction level of victims is 85% average, and in some areas over 90% across the thousands we ring back. Most organisations...
That's satisfaction with the police response?
That's the service. The level of confidence has gone up by 5 percentage points, which is, you know, I know it's statistics, but actually that is significant.
And to roughly where, though?
To about 65% at the moment, overall confidence, which is pretty good, actually, comparatively with other parts of the public sector and private sector. So we've done a huge amount on the personal, and that work will continue. And people see it and they feel it out there. You know, when people say there's a lack of confidence in policing, in general, there isn't. In some areas where there's huge vulnerability, there is, and we need to work at that. The second thing I set out to do, Alan, was the word professional. And I think one of the untold stories in the last few years has been how we've imposed upon ourselves a far greater degree of accountability. On the policing board, for example, I invited the policing board to sit on all of my major programmes of change. And they now do that. So they have a transparent, they're there, they see it happening. I gave access to the policing board to every single bit of police performance, which they have across the board, from detection through to crime, through to satisfaction. Everything is absolutely declarable. I set out the commitments to the public, and again, that's public facing. There are very few organisations that self-impose such a great degree of change around quality of service. And that was deliberate. And where I haven't had the same support from other agencies, I've done it quietly if I have to challenge them, but then I've done it publicly. And you've seen that with the criminal justice system, and sometimes the pushback I've given in a measured way. But I think the most fundamental thing we've done on the accountability is we've completely rewritten our own appraisal system. And we've put now what we call a performance review system in place, where everybody in the organisation is accountable for the confidence people have in them and the satisfaction. So those outward-looking measurements get fed back to the individual. And for the first time, our promotion processes are now based on the last few years of evidence of what have you actually done. So there is a real accountability to deliver the very personal style, but also make sure that, you know, people keep on progressing as professionals. And I would challenge anybody to find an organisation that's done that to itself.
To find a public organisation, perhaps. Absolutely. But in the private sector, that would seem as business as usual.
Probably, yeah. And in fairness, part of the job the policing board gave me was to look outwards and bring in modern business practice. The other thing that is a significant change, and all credit again to my colleagues for this, has been to look at the big functions and the big spends and implement major reviews. So whether that's on transport or procurement, I involve non-executive directors to help me with that through our own internal audit processes. We have completely transformed again the value for money of our services. And that has been, you know, working with a diminishing budget in a recession, an incredibly important part of what we do. So we look at technology, we look at processes, we look at contract management, we look at competitive managed services, even the use of temporary staff, which is incredibly controversial, but actually is incredibly necessary when you're working with a diminished budget. And all of that, again, is reported back, so it has to be justified. And in the controversial areas, like temporary staff, we're still waiting for the Public Accounts Committee to report. I had 9 hours in front of them. But even that, the PAC acknowledged that we've dramatically improved our governance of that. So the financial management of the organisation has moved into much more of a private sector approach, where I consider our share price to be confidence in policing. That's what I look for.